This is Apollo Control Houston at 39 hours, 10 minutes into the flight of Apollo 8. We've had no further communications with the crew since our previous report. We do have a preliminary report on the cause of our communications problem through Honeysuckle. And it appears that the problem was with a control monitor panel at the Honeysuckle Australia site. The exact nature of the problem with this piece of electronic equipment is not known at this time. It is associated with the unified S-band system at Honeysuckle. The problem, as we said, occurred at about 38 hours, 42 minutes ground elapsed time and was corrected some 6 minutes later. And its effect was to prevent direct communications from Houston to the spacecraft. It did not affect communications from the spacecraft to Houston. And we were able to relay information to the crew through the maintenance and operations people at Honeysuckle. At the present time here in Mission Control, we are going through a change of shift. Flight Director Glenn Lunny and his black team of flight controllers are coming on to replace Milton Windler. Gerald Carr will be the astronaut capsule communicator, replacing astronaut Tom Mattingly. And at the present time, the shift going off is briefing the oncoming shift on activities during the shift that is concluding at this time. At the present time, Apollo 8 is at an altitude of 141,777 nautical miles, and the velocity is continuing to drop off slowly, now down to 4,052 feet per second. At 39 hours, 12 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control.